Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Actually, welcome to the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. I kid you not, that is the God's honest truth. It's still 20 years, and we're still sucking air. We are at the Dima Show in Las Vegas, as promised, and it is our 1,000th.
We will make diving great again.
We will make, there's so many things going on right now, it's hard to keep it straight, especially when you're looped up on, you're juiced up on Bahamian Rum Punch, because we're hanging out in the Bahamas aisle right now for the Bahamas Junkanoo Happy Hour Party. We have Junkanoo Girls, we got Free Rum Punch. We got celebrities like Megan Heaney Greer with us. Megan, how are you?
I'm doing really well. Thanks for having me over here in this super fun aisle. I always love coming to hang out with you guys. It's the highlight of my every Dima.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you know, Megan Heaney Greer from Treasure Quest, Snake Island, Season 2, airing right now, Friday, 10 o'clock. Check it out, Eastern Time, by the way, on the Discovery Channel. Cool stuff. So she's been hanging with us. We got my good friend Casey here in Vegas. Casey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Greg. Congratulations on all your years in the radio, and this is an outstanding gig.
All right, and then also Eric Douglas, my partner in crime, member of the honorary Zipper Club. How you doing, Eric?
The Second Chance Club, but tell us, Greg, how did it feel?
Yes, I did my first dive since open heart surgery in the Go Dive Now pool with Big Wave Dave and a bunch of members of the dive industry. We had a great old time. We got so much to cover on the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio today, and it really is a kind of a homecoming type of thing because a lot of my friends have helped me out with that. And, of course, we're catching up with some old friends that we've been with that have been with us since we started 20 years ago. So this is such a fun event, and I'll try to capture it as completely as I can, which means we won't get anything accomplished as usual, but we'll have a hell of a lot of fun. And matter of fact, let's just start it off with that. I have Megan, I have Casey, I have Eric, and myself on a four-way version of Tiki Toss. Yeah, and basically what that is, like the Bimini Ring game, it's a little tabletop version of the game that they just released this year, the folks from Tiki Toss. And you can see every time they're ringing, the guys are going nuts. So, I've been doing this a little bit more often than Megan has. Megan, have you ringed it yet? Have you got it on the hook?
I am finding this is not one of my strong suits.
Well, you know what? People work better under pressure. You know, Megan, sometimes she's traveling the world in Brazil and getting eaten by piranhas or having giant spiders crawl all over her. But I figured, let's take it on. Okay, guys, you ready? The first person to ring it when I say 3, 2, 1, go is going to get a big prize as part of our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. You guys ready?
Ready!
All right, 3, 2, 1, go. Here we go. All right, and it should be me. It better be me because I don't have anything for these people. I have nothing. So I'm trying to hook it on the ring. I'm taking this metal hook that's... Oh, and I interference by Megan Heaney Greer. She totally... Penalty. Okay, yellow flagger. Yeah, all right, let's try this. Oh, my gosh. See, when I'm not doing the radio show... And I win it! Yes! My title is king!
It's only appropriate.
Yes, well, thank you.
This is he's the dive master.
You guys let me win. Is that what you're trying to say, Eric?
Yeah. Well, I can't hear a word you're saying.
Yes, I have a magnet. Yeah, Erin is over here. She's with us from the Bahamas as well, and from Stewart Coves, and she's helping us out as a part-time Junkanoo girl. But what, do you think I cheated? Is that what you're trying to say?
I am I'm convinced that there's a magnet in there, Greg.
No, no, no. I didn't pick up any tips from, like, you know, Chris Angel here in Vegas or nothing like that and cheated. Look at that! I did it again! No, I think that was a photo finish. I think I hooked him before. I hooked him before him. I wasn't even trying, and I did it. See? See, when I'm not doing the radio show, all I'm doing is sitting at home playing the, you know, the Tiki Talks game. Yes. And that's why it's a little easier for me than some of these other folks. Yeah, see, this is what we do when we just get our dive industry friends together. Hey, Megan got her first hook.
Yes, I knew it was going to happen. Yeah. All I had to do was actually put it on there manually, yeah. And it's all good.
Right. Well, Megan, let's talk a little bit about what you've been up to. Now, the season of Treasure Quest Snake Island has been airing on the Discovery Channel now for 3 weeks.
Yes, and this Friday will be episode 3.
And I think your life has been in jeopardy at least 3 or 4 times already, from what I remember witnessing on that show. Am I right?
Yes, it definitely was a hair-raising, crazy, and epic once-in-a-lifetime adventure. Except for this was the second time we've been on an expedition, but this one was really different, actually. It, you know, for the first expedition, we were on Snake Island, and we had the snakes, and they were very dangerous, and we were very remote, and it was nothing short of a miracle somebody didn't get bitten and taken down. I mean,
right.
It was just loaded.
It was called Snake Island,
yeah.
And there were snakes everywhere you looked.
Yes, and this time we are just as remote. We have bigger snakes. We have jaguar. We have everything else that the jungle holds, and I'm not dealing with beautiful ocean water this time at all. I'm dealing with really dangerous, muddy, fast-moving river water in South America.
Yeah, well, river water filled with man-eating or woman-eating piranha. I mean, I saw that on that, second episode. I'm like, oh, my God, you weren't joking. You know, last time we talked to you on the air, you were saying, oh, man, this one's pretty creepy. There are a few incidents we have. It'll be interesting to see what they show on the show. And then I'm watching this, and I'm going, oh, my God, you were seriously in jeopardy. I mean, that didn't look like acting or anything or being played up to me.
No, it definitely was. It was out there. And you'd never know. I mean, you never know what you're going to encounter in the water anywhere you go around the world, whether you're in freshwater or saltwater or whatever. But this is complicated with the fact that it's literally zero visibility. So, like, you don't even know what you're encountering until it hits you in the face. And so it was, it left my comfort zone in the dust, you know. That was way back there, and we were trucking on, and the piranha, and there's a few more. I never know exactly what is going to make it into the show. You know, they're following us around, filming us for over 3 months
right.
for this expedition. So there were a couple other dive encounters that were really, really pretty wild.
Yeah, so there's more to come. There's we're going to see come. More life-threatening things happening on Treasure Quest Snake Island. We don't want to give away any spoilers. You can't. But she lives. We can say
I
that
do.
Much?
Yes, that is. I will put that one out there, a spoiler alert. But it's funny, though, because, you know, my family always watches the show when it's airing. And my nieces and nephews are like, I can't watch. Call her. See if she's okay, you know. And it's like, we just saw her last week. She's okay. So.
Well, are you watching the show with your family? Because I know you got a little one and you got a hubby back home in Colorado or whatever. I imagine you guys are watching the show together along with everyone else, with the exception of every time something like that happens, he turns around and smacks you upside the head. What were you thinking?
What was going on?
Mom!
Yeah, so my husband Silas, he kind of just shakes his head, you know, and he's just glad that I made it home safely, as is the rest of my family. But the kids, it's so fun watching them see the show, because my little one is 3 and a half, and he's like, Mommy, there's you. Oh, you're diving. He calls it diving with
yes.
a B. Yes, because there's a B in diving.
Diving, of course.
Diving. And so,
scuba diving.
Yeah, he loves underwater. He loves watching diving, and he's so excited to learn when he gets older. And then my stepdaughter, who just turned 13, she thinks it's pretty cool. You know, she plays it really cool because she's a teenager now, but she's proud, and she loves watching it. And I think I knew that it was something good when she wrote a paragraph on what success was to her at school, and she wrote it about how me and going on these expeditions, and that was such an honor coming from your kid, you know?
Sweet, yeah, I bet.
Right.
That you're following your dreams, and that is being, you know, an impression that's being put on her of something important to do.
And you're inspiring the next generation, absolutely. They think, hey, if Megan can do it, I can do it too, maybe. I don't know. Or maybe I shouldn't do it. She's already done it, and now I know better.
Now we know better, exactly, yeah. But it really, you know, I think following, the bottom line is, I think following your passion and being true to your heart, no matter what it is always like the most important thing, because it keeps you happy. And when you're a happy person, you have so much more to give everybody around you that needs you and loves you. So it's good stuff.
Well, Megan's a happy person. She's fun to be around. And obviously she's a, you know, TV star and stuff on Discovery Channel. And she still talks to slubs like us. And yeah, I remember when she was this young little girl was doing these free diving records 20 years ago and talked to me on Scuba Radio. And here we are 1,000 episodes later doing the same damn thing. I love this.
Yes, congratulations on that. That's a big deal. It's so awesome that it happened to be the 1,000th episode at DEMA, too. It's great.
Yes, it is indeed. And we are in Vegas, and we got more coming up on the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know Dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here we go.
Easy peasy, Vegas it is.
Next stop, Vegas, please.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, your Dive Master. 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio today, and we are in Las Vegas for the DEMA show, 2016 edition. And a lot of friends are here at the show. It's like a family reunion. Marlise is with me. I think last time I saw you was in Orlando at DEMA. Is that right?
Yeah, it seems to be our annual meeting.
Yeah, you know, now just to refresh everybody's memory, now we met Marlise a few years ago when she was, petitioning to be like
I was trying to win a competition.
Right.
The best dive job in the world.
Yes, that's right. Best dive job. And she said, hey, the only people that could actually make this happen for me is these idiots at Scuba Radio. Maybe if I call them, they can help me promote this a little bit. And of course, I said, oh, hell yeah. we'll talk to you and got the story. Next thing you know, you're doing it.
Oh, you guys did it. I was just talking to my colleague earlier today about how I think you're kind of responsible for where I am today, Greg. It
was, well, I apologize. You're not in jail.
No, I'm
okay,
not.
Okay. So what are you doing these days? Let's tell everybody how that ended up.
Yeah,
ended
up. So I'm working for NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries, and I'm doing education. And I've actually been able to meld my passion of diving with education, because right now I'm working on a kids scuba diving program called the Ocean Guardian Dive Club.
Okay, cool. And what does that mean? What are you guys doing with them?
So it's a training curriculum that dive shops can use to teach kids about ocean conservation and about national marine sanctuaries and about scuba diving. And it has classroom lessons that dive shops can teach, and then it has a pool component that they can do the in-water activities where they're participating in real kind of science diving activities. And then it can be easily paired with industry things that dive shops are teaching, like, you know, SEAL Team or Scuba Ranger or the NAWI Passport program, so it can easily kind of pair with what dive shops are already doing.
Very nice. Now, it sounds like you just extended the best dive job in the world. Where were you for the year when you won that? Where was it again?
So I was in Bali, Indonesia at Blue Seas in Bali, and it was
now,
incredible.
You just go back there when you want for a little R&R, and then to go to Vegas, and then go to this event and that event, right? All over the world. You just you're a world traveler and a scuba diver to boot. So you pretty much have the best gig in the world, don't you?
I love it. Yep. And scuba diving is just my favorite thing in the whole planet. So I got lucky.
Cool. Now, what are you doing here at the DEMA show? Just hanging out and having some free rum punch with us in the Bahamas aisle? Or are you actually networking or doing some work or what?
Yeah, so I'm here with NOAA's Office of National Marine Sanctuaries and the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. And we're talking to people about this system of 14 marine protected areas that we have around the United States. And then I'm also doing a seminar on Friday about the Ocean Guardian Dive Club. So it's going to be from 12 to 1 in room S202. And we're talking about the kids program and how people can get involved.
Nice. And you help put together the marketing campaign for those and make sure how people can get involved. Now, we have a marketing campaign we've been promoting on Scuba Radio. You see my hat. What do you think of this idea?
Make America Dive Again. I think that America should definitely dive again, and I think that a kids' youth program would help more divers to come into the industry.
I agree. We need the kids. Tomorrow's generation. We got to make sure that they are brought up properly so we can make America dive again. We're going to dive a wall. It's going to be a big, beautiful wall. Who's going to pay for the wall, Marlise?
I don't know.
The fish, of course, the fish. Yes. And I have a whole program of Bahama Care I'm going to share with everyone here a little bit later on. Yeah, you like this idea?
Yes, I do.
It totally sucks. But it's the rum talking right now. This Bahamian rum punch that they give us here in the Bahamas Isle kind of has us come up with these wacky ideas. You know what I'm saying?
But wacky ideas are usually good. They usually bring about something cool.
Yeah. Well, and by the way, you're making history with me today as we do the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio.
Congratulations. That's amazing.
How about that, huh?
Yeah, that's amazing. I feel super special.
Well, you are super special. You got the best dive job in the world, and now you're working for NOAA doing all kinds of great work. It's so good to see you excel in the dive industry and see you here at the DEMA show, Marlise.
Thanks, Greg. Thank you so much for all your help along the way. I can't tell you how much you and Scuba Rodeo have meant to me. So
no worries. No worries. Now, give a shot to this Tiki Toss game. You want to give it a go?
Yeah, we'll give it a go.
We got stuff to give away here, and we got to get things rolling. There are so many people here at the show, and, we're just running into them. Now, Erin from Stewart Coves is like, she's also doubling as a Junkanoo Happy Hour girl. And Eric showing me pictures on his phone from my first dive since open heart surgery. How about that? Were you there? Did you see that, Erin? You were there, weren't you, or no?
We're
at the pool. Were you over there?
No. Oh, no.
What happened? What? Oh, my God. No, you were there in spirit, I know. No, we had such a big group over there by the pool. The pictures are going to be released if you don't already see them on the website at scubaradio.com. They're going to show up soon. But, hey, Marlise just got a hook or hooker or something. I don't know. Whatever. But are you having fun here being a Junkanoo girl?
A blast.
You know, Erin has been a Scuba Radio mermaid for us, and now she's been a Bahamian Junkanoo girl. She works at Stewart Cove. She's doing her
Shark
Girl Fitness thing. It's just, I don't know how you have time for all this stuff. What do you do in your spare time?
Work.
Yes, exactly. I mean, are you doing some stuff for Shark Girl Fitness here at DEMA too, or no?
Not here at DEMA this year, but maybe next year.
Next year, okay. Because it's still in the infancy stages, you know, as far as development and things like that. But she's helping out Stuart Coves and works with those guys. And I don't know, how do you feel being a Junkanoo girl?
Well, this is my first time being a Junkanoo girl, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, how do you compare it to being a Scuba Radio mermaid?
You know,
we don't have big headdresses. They have these big headdresses like a carnival thing. If you're not familiar with what a Bahamian Junkanoo thing is, it's kind of like carnival with feathers and headdresses, a little
heavy.
It's a little heavy on the head there, so it's which it makes things a little more difficult to move around. But you're supposed to whine.
But this time, at least, I'm not half naked.
Okay.
When I'm your mermaid, I'm half naked.
God bless America. Yes. So, but as far as you get out of wine as a Bahamian Junkanoo girl, do you even know what that is? Whining? Whining? You know how to whine, Bahamian wine, right?
Yes, I know how to whine.
Okay. You're like, what, are you an idiot? Of course. Yeah. So, yeah, you just shake your hips and do kinds of all the, I don't know what they do.
I definitely shake my hips.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just be careful. Be careful. These guys have been drinking here. You, God knows what will happen, Aaron. But you're having fun, aren't you?
Amazing time. Lots of fun.
Yes. All right. Well, cool. We'll have some rum punch or serve it up or whatever you're doing as a Bahamian Junkanoo girl. And where is Jerry the Diver guy? We got to find Jerry because this is his first time to Vegas, Aaron. He has never been to Las Vegas. So, you know what? He's passed out under the... No, Jerry, there you are. Dude, where you been, man?
I'm hiding.
Where you been all my life?
Yeah.
I'm over here drinking this exceptionally nice, fine rum punch.
That's right.
I'm here in the aisles with my great friend from the Bahamas, and I've got all these fine folks here feeding me rum punch.
Yeah, I wanted to get you on now before it was too late. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Because your drinking buddy is Walt DeMartini, the infamous.
Who just showed up here.
What? Who?
Had a great time in the pool today.
Yes, he was my dive. Well, both these guys were in the pool with me. I had these guys instead of Aaron. What the hell was I thinking?
Well, you drunk too much rum punch.
Yeah, I didn't plan this out properly.
See,
all right.
See, that's what happens when you mix alcohol and diving. You got to dive first, then drink alcohol.
Okay, but that's true.
You screwed up and drunk alcohol.
No, I didn't do that. I didn't do that.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in the Bahamas Isle for DEMA 2016, doing the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. Stuart Cove is hanging around. The dive god Neil Watson is here. We're going to talk to them. Liz Parkinson's just walking by, the shark girl. You know, it's just crazy how many people here at the DEMA show. And keep
are you still talking?
I'm doing a radio. I'm doing the 1,000th episode
of Scuba
Radio.
Oh, you're doing a radio
here.
Show.
Yeah.
Is this a radio? We're on the radio right now.
Eric Douglas, ladies and
gentlemen. Who's drunk?
And there you go. All right. So, yeah, both these guys were a part of my dive in the Go Dive Now pool. And first of all, Eric, thank you.
You're welcome.
We belong to the same club, Zipper Club or Second Chance Club, whatever you want to call it.
Brother, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for what you've been able to accomplish. And there wasn't a question in my mind that I would be there for you for your first chance to blow bubbles underwater again after going through all this.
Well, thank you. And, you know, and once again, when this open heart surgery episode happened for me, basically what happened was we were covering Eric's progress back to diving the week before this happened to me. And, I call him up the day before I go in for this routine EKG. I say, hey, dude, I'm going in for this. Who knows? I might be calling you Friday and joining your little club. Ha, 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 ha.
Ha, 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 ha.
And lo and behold, that's what ended up.
You know, I'll tell you, though, Greg, I remember probably a month before you telling me, we were just talking. I mean, this wasn't on the air. This was just you and I chatting. And you were like, and you were kind of going, well, I've sort of felt that, but that can't be that. And I thought, Greg, you really need to go talk to your doctor.
And talk to your doctor. You know what? You don't know this, but I'm contagious.
It's a virus. It's a heart disease virus.
Absolutely.
And I gave it to you.
Well, thank you.
No, obviously it's not. For all of you out there in listener land, if you're having anything that seems a little uncomfortable, a little odd, please... If you're feeling a little strange, go talk to your doctor. It's probably
what do you got nothing. To lose? Your life.
Absolutely.
So go do it. All right. And we got more coming up from DEMA in Las Vegas next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Told you 1,000 times.
Tell me 1,000 times in 1,000 ways why I'd be good for you for 1,000 days. 1,000 words come so fast each day. Believe my lonely mind and 9,000 ways.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Las Vegas for DEMA 2016. It's our 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio that we're doing from the show. Just happened to work out that way, and I get to share this special moment with all my dive industry friends. Doug is with me right now from back in the day. Doug was one of my big mermaid wranglers there for a while.
I'm a mermaid wrangler from back in, 2013 or 12?
I don't know. We'll go back, a few years. Wait, Jerry the Diver guy's drawing me away.
Look here who we got. We got
Rick from Vivid Picks.
Vivid Picks man himself.
Rick, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, Greg. Congratulations on getting back in the water.
Well, thank you. Yeah, you were part of our photo op over there, and it's really cool because, you know, the people that couldn't be here in Vegas can still be a part of my first dive since open heart surgery.
It was so great to see you.
Yeah, you know, Doug was. You know, I just told Doug during the commercial break. He was like, "Hey, I didn't know that happened.
Well,
you look good." See, they're networking. They got to do that while we do our little radio show, which is good. But Doug wasn't there, but he can still participate and be my buddy for my first dive back after open heart surgery just by getting the Vivid Picks software. All they have to do is download it to their desktop or app, right, Rick?
Well, and I look forward to having the pictures, and we'll give them the Vivid Picks fix, you bet.
That's right, the Vivid Picks fix. I like that.
Yeah, so, and that's the great thing about Scuba Radio is because we can be dive buddies across the airwaves right there.
Well, that's true. That's true. But if you're taking some pictures underwater or you're taking a picture of, like, our little pool dive that we did here at the Go Dive Now pool, you can download the software to your iPhone or Google phone or Android or whatever. Or you can take it down to your desktop, and the software will, like, fix your pictures specifically for underwater stuff as well as topside, right?
That's what we did. So we invented software to be able to specifically fix underwater photos to bring back all that vibrancy. So, yeah, I mean, now that we're dive buddies, both virtually as well as in person, we can share those pictures with each other.
Absolutely. And the cool thing is right now is if you go to vividpics.com, that's vivid-pics.com, and download the software, you can use the code SCUBARADIODH, and you will get 10% off your purchase, which is nice for you, but they'll also donate 10% to Dive Heart, which is really, really nice. So that is how you can participate in being my dive buddy on my first dive as we, as I get back into the water after open heart surgery. And that program you guys are offering at Vivid Picks is going to go through the end of the year, right?
Exactly right. Yeah, we want to make sure that Dive Heart's able to get as much as they can. They have such a great cause, helping so many people, that we want to be able to help as much as we can.
Yes, and, you know, we talked to the manager of Dive Heart last week on the show. I know Jim Elliott is here at DEMA, and we plan to connect with him at some point and find out what he's been up to. He's been traveling all over, doing TV appearances. He's just as famous as Meghanini Greer on the Discovery Channel, and he does such great work. The organization does such good stuff. that we're going to try to get them on the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio here today, too. So hopefully they will connect with Jim here soon enough. But, Rick, are you having fun here in Vegas or what?
You know, absolutely. Anytime you come to Vegas, you know, some things stay behind, you know, because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And shows up on Facebook.
After
they've been enhanced by VividPix software and that kind of thing.
Vegas is so complimentary to diving because, you know, what happens on a dive trip stays on a dive trip, except for what shows up on Facebook.
He got it. I was going to say, what dive trip? That's never happened. And then, yeah, he came in at the end there. I got it.
I'm just saying, thanks for the rum punch. You threw a heck of a party to celebrate, you know, your 1,000th episode, your first dive. Congratulations to you. Thanks for having us be a part of it.
Well, thank you, Rick. And you know, it's an honor to have you with us and helping us out with that dive. I really do appreciate it. You know, the love I got back from this whole experience has been a little bit overwhelming, and I joke about it on the, and I can't keep it straight. I can't think straight because Aaron is whining in front of me. You hear what I'm saying, Rick?
I would never have noticed.
God help us. Oh, gee. See, that's what happens in the Bahamas, Isle, Doug. That's why I Doug's here.
Everything's better in the Bahamas.
True. Hey, now, quit this. Thank God it's radio. And only in Vegas, in the Bahamas Isle. Oh, jeez. God bless America. Yes.
It's always a party with the mermaids.
Well, it is. Mermaids, Junkanoo, Happy Hour Girls, you name it. We got the whole gang here, and everybody's... It's just hard to keep a steady thought going. You hear what I'm saying, Rick?
I do. And
it just shows how much...
Quit interrupting me. I'm busy enjoying the dancing.
True. But, that's the thing. We have fun as divers, especially when we're on our surface interval, and that's kind of what we're doing. So we get the entire world of, you know, diving together here in Vegas for a few days, and it is just such a party. How many times have you been to the show, by the way?
How many times have I?
Been to DEMA.
Quite a few.
Yeah, you've been to a bunch?
Yeah.
This is my 20th DEMA show as well.
That's cool.
So we're getting into our 20th year on the radio. It's our 1,000th episode we're doing today. However, the 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio is actually taking place April 1st, Fool's Day. And our new slug line that we debuted to the industry with the banners to prove it is 20 years and still sucking on air. What do you think?
I'm not going to reply with the way that I thought I was going to reply to that for a second. So,
all right, we'll just leave it like that. Yeah, we'll leave it at that. No problem. But, Doug, what have you been doing? Are you still doing some diving up at the University of Florida?
At the University of Florida, and we've been training the best-trained scuba mermaids along with the best-trained scuba divers there that you can find. I just got back from Bahamas, but I'm at the Bahamas now. Just got back from Jamaica. I don't know if you noticed, I got a new hairstyle.
Yeah, you do have these cornrow things going on.
Yeah, so I was doing some coral research in Jamaica, and just having a good time down there.
You just figured you might as well look the part.
I wanted to blend in.
Okay, fair enough. All right, the white guy with cornrows, it works.
That's right.
Why not? Yeah. Do what the locals do.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
As the guys at the lab said when I showed up with them, respect.
Yeah. You know? Well, what about the diving there? Was the diving pretty good in Jamaica?
The diving's pretty good. We were in Discovery Bay, which is about an hour from Montego Bay, and great reefs. The reefs are fantastic.
Really?
The coral, yeah.
So, you know, I have never been to Jamaica to dive since we started Scuba Radio in the 20-year history. Now, right before that, I did go to Jamaica on a little cruise family trip and, you know, did the whole touristy thing, the Duns River Falls deal where you hike up there. Now, in relation to that area, where is the diving good in Jamaica?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, you don't know?
Discovery Bay is the only place I was.
All right, so, but what part of the island, what side of the island is Discovery Bay?
The north side.
North side, okay, north side of Jamaica. I mean, you're saying the diving there is pretty good.
It was pretty good, yeah. And the other thing is that the fishing and local community of Jamaica is really coming together to start to preserve some areas to increase the fish populations and protect the coral reefs.
Oh, that is very good to hear.
They're making a realization that, you know,
we got to save a few of these fish for the people to look at.
Well, it equals currency.
Yeah.
So
more valuable alive than on a skillet or
exactly.
something.
Exactly. Huh? So it was really... really heartening to be there.
Very nice. Now, you know, as we said earlier, Doug was one of our mermaid wranglers there for a while. He was very active for a while, and then he's kind of slacked off a little bit. Goes to places like Jamaica. Who can blame him? But let's see, mermaid, what, Callie? Where? What is she doing now?
So Callie is in Sanibel, Florida.
Sanibel, Florida. Okay.
Yeah, and so she's living her dream.
And Lizzie is up to what? We haven't heard from
so,
Legs in a while.
Mermaid Lizzie, probably one of the best mermaids in scuba radio history.
Well, you know, her nickname was Legs, and she had them. Let's leave it at that. But Lizzie was an awesome mermaid, but she went on, got married, and what's going on with her?
She got married. She lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And she has a baby.
She has a
merman. Good for her. Baby merman.
Well, good for her. You know, see, so they're spreading the love and propagating and with more mermaid or whatever.
Doing what mermaids do.
Yes, I guess they do. Well, God bless. Good to hear from you, and good to hear they're doing well.
It's a pleasure being here, and it's great to hear about your first dive back, and honored to be speaking on your 1,000th show.
Well, thank you. Good to talk to you as well, Eric. Now, let's get over here, Eric. I said Eric. Eric's over here. You're Doug. See, I can't keep anything straight, and I'm just high off the fumes of the Bahamian rum punch. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, you know, I've been to a lot of these Bahama events,
and
I think they're a little stronger this year than they have been in the past.
You think they got a little extra kick to them?
I like the bartender this year.
Yes. You mean Aaron? Yeah, we got Aaron. We got Amber. They're in Junkanoo outfits. Well, we got three Junkanoo girls.
Yeah.
One from the Bahamas, actually.
They're mixing them. A good mix.
Good mix or good mixers. All right. Eric, what do you think of this Dima show? Have you been catching up with your friends or what?
I've been hugged so many times, people telling me, oh, you look so great. And, you know.
That means, oh, God, I must look like hell before.
Exactly. Last year, I must have looked, oh, my God, are you okay?
Yes. All right, we got more coming up from Vegas. Dima 2016 next. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Win the experience of a lifetime. Patty is giving away a dive trip in paradise to the diver who receives Patty's 25 million certification. Complete your next Patty course, and you'll be entered to win a dream dive vacation for you, a dive buddy, and your Patty instructor. Or encourage family and friends to get Patty certified and bring you along as their dive buddy should they win. The more certifications you get, the better your chance of winning. Visit patty.com/dream25 to learn more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there. From cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Y'all still want me to come with you?
You do know Elvis is dead, right? No, Elvis is not dead. He just went home.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are in Las Vegas for DEMA 2016, also the 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio. I'm hanging out in the Bahamas Isle for the Junkanoo Happy Hour Party with Richard Trico from the Ministry of Tourism. Now, we have been nice enough to been graced with the presence of a bottle of Mermaid Rum from our friends at WeekyWatchy. Distillery over there are, you know, they've been so nice that we brought some of this stuff with us from WeekyWatchy, and I've cracked it open, a special bottle of this stuff. It's available in Florida right now. You can't get this anywhere else, but we were able to get one here to the show, and I can't say exactly how, but we got to thank the distillers over there at WeekyWatchy for helping us out. You can look for it, like I said, in Florida, Mermaid Rum. They also make this stuff called Wild Buck Whiskey, but this is a very unique type of rum that CJ and Bubble Boy especially have found to be quite tasty, and we're going to share this. We're going to have a little 1,000th episode toast of Mermaid Rum. You guys ready, Richard?
Yes.
All right, Walt D. Martini, Eric Douglas, Jerry the Diver Guy, Vinny Two Tanks is with us, and who do we have? Oh, Greg. Okay. Greg, yeah. Another Greg. Fair enough. All right. 1,000 shows, guys. Drink it up.
1,000 shows.
Yep. Smooth. You like that stuff. What do you think there, Richard? Good?
Very good.
Yeah, how's that rate with some of the, you know, best Bahamian rums, you think?
If I had to put across the palate, the bouquet was excellent. The company was great.
The company was awesome.
And the course we'll be drinking for was a great one.
You're
Scuba
the man.
Radio.
Well, thank you.
It's the bomb.
All right, there you go. Richard Dringo from the Bahama Ministry of Tourism. Walt DeMartini just had his first taste of Mermaid Rum here in DEMA 2016. What do you think?
It was my second favorite rum.
Second favorite?
Well, I have my own rum, so.
Oh, that's true. He has his own brand. But
it was my second favorite because it was
free.
Tasted good and free.
Yes, exactly. But it is good. It's smooth, isn't it? You like it? I think this is very good.
Record. Real smooth.
Yeah. I mean, they've done a really good job with those folks over at WeekyWatchy. We got to really thank them. And once again, if you're in Florida, you know, look for Mermaid Rum at a local liquor store near you. And who knows? You know, this isn't something you would mix into the Bahamian rum punch. This is a sipping rum, a high-end rum. What do you think of that, Jerry?
Sipping rum.
Jerry the Diver Guy. He had some, too.
Mermaid Rum is awesome. It's great. I recommend it for everybody.
Yeah,
it blows moonshine away.
Look at that. You like it better than moonshine.
Oh, yes. It is delicious.
Well, I would agree with you on that. It is
very tasty. Run out to the local liquor store and buy some.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, if you're in Florida, like I said, it's just Florida right now, but it's soon to take over the world. I have no doubt if these reviews keep up.
Is your favorite.
Wait, what are you saying?
Oh, well, we were
discussing our favorite rums.
Right.
But in this case, the good rum in front of you is the best.
What? No. That's not true. This is actually really good. Yeah.
Eric.
What are you saying, Richard Trinka? I'm trying to keep straight of all these guys are all drunk.
Yeah. 1,000th show, right?
Huh?
1,000.
Yeah, 1,000th episode. We're doing it right now.
Put that on the loudspeaker. And
put it on the loudspeaker and try to start a party?
Know that Scuba Radio has did a milestone.
Yes, heck yeah. That's why we toasted it. You thought we were just drinking good rum.
And we're glad that you've been supporting us in the Bahamas for all these years.
That's right.
And we hope you continue. I mean, we know you will continue.
I know I will. It's easy to continue. It's better in the Bahamas, especially in the Bahamas Isle at DEMA.
Radio's there.
That's right. You know, this is an annual tradition, our Bahamas Happy Hour Party, our Junkanoo Happy Hour Party with our friends from the Bahamas. And it's always a pleasure to hang with them here at the show. and catch up with our friends. And, you know, heck, they got free rum punch. And then, you know, I figured, why not bring something special for our 1,000th episode? And, of course, that would be our special concoction of mermaid rum that we brought from our friends over at Wiki Watching. So, hey, Vinny, two tanks, what do you think? Vinny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine, especially now that I'm here at the Junkanoo Party with you.
Well, yeah, you know, that mermaid rum, it's tasty, but just know it does have a kick to it. You hear what I'm saying?
I know that, but I'm telling you, this is good stuff.
Oh, hey, what's going on? They're yelling. What's going on?
Different this stuff. I can't believe how good it is.
Yes. Well, it is tasty stuff, yes. You can't get that out on the left coast where you are yet, I don't
know, but I'm just happy right now to be here with you. And,
well, hey,
and
it's an honor to be with you, my friend. Vinny Two Tanks, all the way from, well, not far, being from L.A. That's like a just couple-hour drive for you to over to Vegas.
Yep.
Good show, though, so far, isn't it?
It's been great. I can't believe how many people are here for the first day. And I'm figuring, like, Friday and Saturday it should be jammed.
Yeah. Well, you know, the election's over. We got a new campaign to make America dive again, Vinny.
And buy American.
And, well, like, buy American. We're going to make America dive again. And, you know, we're going to dive a wall. All right, we're
going
to dive.
And I don't know where the next dive, Scuba Radio dive is, but I'm going.
Well, here's news for you.
What's the news?
I talked to our friends at Explore Ventures, the official little board. There you go. Of Scuba Radio. And October 7th, that Saturday, that week, the 7th to the 14th, it's the Turks and Caicos.
All right. I've already been there 4 weeks, so I could be another week. What the hell?
There you go. News that was just made.
Adventure.
Yeah, so that will be an official Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to celebrate the 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio.
I can't wait to get back on that boat.
All right, and Vinny Two Tanks, you just heard
who's
it.
Who's the dive master there, the dive girl, she dressed up?
Joe,
I can't wait to see Joe again. I'm sure she's probably
that's
there.
That's right.
Remember Joe?
Yeah, the one who called me a fancy boy.
Yeah, I like that.
You like that. I just remembered that. I don't know if I like that. She is awesome.
I bet she's still there. I hope she's still there.
Oh, she will be. When she hears we're coming back, she'll come back even if she's left, I'm sure. All right, well, look. Obviously, hour one was a little off the chain there, a little crazy. We may try to focus and sober up. Maybe that's more appropriate for hour two. So stick around. The 1,000th episode of Scuba Radio continues in moments right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.